Trump and Vance and Biden and madness and pride and cowardice post 845. I cannot read most news stories right now. The headlines and photos give me all I need to know. Storms and fire, war, pestilence, the smiles of tyrants, the shame of cowards, the end, the end, the end. I am not sleeping. The culture of this country and our political system is so decadent, so steeped in lies, so rigged for the wealthy, so devoid of seriousness, so childish, so antithetical to dignified human life, so deeply, deeply stupid, that it becomes impossible to believe that anything other than a reckoning is at hand, that we've fallen over the edge of the precipice we've been hurtling across in tiptoes and bad shoes for decades. None of this gets better without blood. What a terrible thing to say. I do not wish for the spilling of any person's blood or for the cataclysms to come. But I know enough of our history and the world's to know that real change only comes with catastrophes so all-encompassing they stop the worlds of men and women from continuing to turn in their set direction and point it in a new direction. The center no longer holds. We have been set loose into a territory we have not seen before.